Why did you decide to put your name forward to run for this 2021 federal election campaign?
I've been interested in politics for a very long time. I got involved in political campaigns probably 20 years ago or so. And I had the really good fortune and privilege of being a councillor and the mayor of St. John. And in that role, I saw what we could do when we worked with labor groups, with management, with employers, with citizen groups, with people right across this community. And we got some big projects completed, like the funding for the Clean Safe Drinking Water System and roads paved and parks refurbished and Harbor Passage resurfaced. So if there is a chance to take some of that experience to Ottawa and put it to work for the wonderful people of this riding, well, that's what I want to do.
Excellent. And so why did you choose to run for the Conservative Party in this election campaign?
Well, so much of this party's platform speaks to what we need in St. John. And many people will know that on the very first day of the election campaign, our party released Canada's Recovery Plan. And it's a very detailed, very serious plan about addressing our economy. For example, Port St. John and the opportunities that we have there for global trade. Our leader, Aaron O'Toole, came to St. John and visited the port and then went on a run throughout our uptown area and through the Waterloo Village. And so he's a person that knows what this community needs. Plus, he has a detailed, serious plan that speaks to the needs and opportunities for our city.
Mm-hmm. And so as you're, you know, doing your campaigning, going door to door, hearing feedback from constituents on social media, what are some of the big issues that you are hearing?
Well, we hear what I would call very basic concerns right across our riding from one end of Rosse to the other end of St. John. And it's gas, groceries, and rent. People are very concerned about the high costs in all of these areas. They're concerned about the affordability of their grocery bill. They've seen their gas shoot up 10 extra bucks to fill their tank over the last 6 months. And they're very concerned about the cost of housing and the availability of housing and the cost when they do find it. Mm-hmm. So those are the most common themes that come up. Most often, though, we hear from seniors about their concerns, and they relate those specifically to many of those cost of living and affordability and inflation-related concerns.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the pandemic we've been dealing with has just kind of shone the light on a lot of issues. One of those here in New Brunswick being healthcare, of course, as you know, our province, many other provinces dealing with the shortage of physicians and nurses. Understanding that it's kind of more of a provincial issue than a federal issue, what would you do to try to help address that shortage?
Well, in Canada's recovery plan, we have a specific commitment to provide an extra $60 billion over the next 10 years, a 6% at least increase over the current provincial budget, specifically for healthcare, and also a specific program around mental health care. There is a mental health care crisis that has been highlighted by this pandemic, and we need to understand that mental health is health, and the Canada's recovery plan addresses that specifically as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the pandemic has also been hard on businesses, you know, large businesses, small businesses, particularly many of which have been forced to close or lay off staff. What would you and the Conservatives do to help those businesses as we come out on hopefully what will soon be the other side of this pandemic?
Well, of course, the Conservatives in Ottawa during the pandemic supported all of the programs that current businesses and small enterprises and restaurants and shops are relying on. And so certainly all the supports that those businesses need are going to continue. And then our plan is to get the country opened up, get the economy back on track. And then in Canada's recovery plan, we have specific goals to create job opportunities right across this country in every sector of the economy.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, you know, the impacts of the businesses have also been felt on middle-class Canadians. You know, they felt the impacts when businesses are forced to close, many of them working in these businesses. How would you go and help those individuals as well?
We want to make sure that Canadians have more dollars in their pocket at the end of each month. And so whether it's childcare programs that provide for dollars going into their bank account each month, or whether it's increasing supplements for seniors or for the disabled or families living in need, these are all programs that in many cases are first-time programs and in many cases double the existing support, with the goal being that for every family that needs it, that they're going to have more money in their account at the end of the month.
And this is one issue you've touched on already is affordable housing. And I mean, New Brunswick, we've seen the average rent go up the largest year over year of any of the provinces. How would you go about helping to make housing more affordable and you know, to help people be able to afford the housing that that they're in?
Canada's recovery plan specifically addresses the need for housing. We have a housing crisis, and our commitment is to build 1 million new homes in 3 years. It's a very ambitious project. We've looked at the best ways in which to increase the supply of housing, including working with municipalities to increase the supply of housing, tie it to infrastructure funding, particularly along transit routes. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, of course, a recent study from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change sounded what they described as a code red for humanity, warning that global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control. So what would you and the Conservatives do to help address that and help address climate change?
Climate change is perhaps the most serious challenge and crisis we face. We have a climate crisis, not only in New Brunswick, not only in Canada, but globally. And we have a very detailed, very serious plan that has been vetted and approved by third-party researchers that will meet or exceed our global climate change goals and objectives. It will exceed our Paris objectives. In addition to that, we want to do it in a way, and we will do it in a way with this plan, that is not on the backs of hardworking Canadians and not at the expense of the economy.